Morning, everybody, and welcome. It's Tuesday, and it's going to be a beautiful day today. I can see the sun coming up already, and I love the fact that it's daylight already. It's almost daylight. This is the perfect time of year for me. It's sunny earlier
Long
on.
Long days.
Yeah. The only problem is it is difficult to get to sleep, you know, like at 8 o'clock at night when it's, right. I don't know, just bright as all get out there. It's all right.
When your daughter wants to stay up later than you.
Yeah. That's my wife's problem.
You'll have to get some of those eye shades like Colonel Clink wore on Hogan's Heroes to keep the light out.
Yeah, I could do that. My daughter has those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she likes them for some reason. She thinks they're fun. It was really funny because when she was a lot younger, can you leave the light on?
Yeah.
And now it's like, I need total dark. All right. Seattle has passed their city ordinance saying that they are going to jack up the minimum wage between seven.
Don't panic. It's not going to go all at once.
Up to $15 an hour, and they're going to phase it in over the next 7 years?
3 to 7 years, they said, depending on economic circumstances.
That is a brilliant move. You know why?
They can be the test to keep everyone else in the country from seeing what a dumb idea this is.
Yeah, and well, Seattle is just a bunch of stoner freaks anyway.
Okay.
So here's the thing that's going to be really interesting about this. I believe there were some very wise decisions made. $15 an hour for a minimum wage job, right? And they want to phase it in over the next 7 years. Between now and 7 years, the minimum wage should go up a little bit. I'm going to go along that it should go up a little bit over the next 7 years. But between now and the next 7 years, those that are coming in, that are working right now, they're not going to be there in 7 years. These are minimum wage jobs. These are, would you like fries with that, jobs? They're not going to be there 7 years from now.
Or if you are, you'd better take a long, hard look at what you are doing in your work or your career.
If you're there 7 years from now, you shouldn't be asking the person in front of them, is that a large size drink, sir? It should be, hey, Bob, I scheduled you to come in at 7:30. It's 7:32. You're late. Do it again. You're fired. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be a case where if you are there 7 years from now, you need to be helping to run the joint, not the grunt worker on the front line. The phasing it in, I believe, appeases all of these Occupy numbskulls that are demanding that we need to make a lot of money for this crappy job. I think it appeases them, and then it gives the businesses time to phase out those employees that are making the money now. And I don't think it's going to have that big of an effect on them.
First of all, I hate the phasing in. Who else has a job that, for instance, is indexed to inflation?
Well, government does. Sometimes they'll get their job their raises, and this is the thinking as to why the government feels that they should force free enterprise and the free market system to have these incremental increases without merit.
What this gives is McDonald's more time to develop that self-ordering interactive kiosk that customers are going to be placing their order in.
Have you ever used one of those?
I would bet it's a pain in the neck, and right now it's a negative experience, but they're going to work on that.
There was one in a little town between Tampa and Lakeland off an off-ramp, and I just happened to find it one night. I was coming back late. I was hungry, walked into the Mickey D's, and there was this kiosk.
Right.
And I tried it. It was a little awkward at first because you're not exactly sure how to use it.
You would get better at it if you used it more?
Yes, sir. And let me tell you something. It's brilliant.
And if they're two or three deep at the counter, you would say, well, I can go right over here and there's no waiting and enter it in and then swipe my card.
There are the Chili's down in Stevens Point. On the table is a little machine where you literally can do everything you want without interacting with the waitress. You can place your appetizer order, your drink order, your meal order, your dessert order. You can pay your bill.
And then just a runner from the kitchen brings it out to you when it's done.
Precisely. Yeah. There is very little interaction with the wait staff.
Gee, maybe eventually we'll never have to deal with people ever again.
I'm thinking.
No, but at the $15 an hour level, this technology, which I'm sure is very difficult to develop, but then has much lower operating costs than having a real person, all of this is going to move forward.
This is exactly what's going to happen. You are going to force The individual.
And when your food sucks, who do you complain to then?
You still have a wait staff.
There'll be a button on the machine. Enter your complaint.
Yes. Do you need your drink refilled? Push this button, and they will come. And you know what that will do? Okay, you are now wait staff person making $15 an hour. Guess what you make now in tips? Because you're not coming to my table. I'm not dropping 15-20% to you because you're not bringing me service. I'm getting all the service I need from this little machine on the table. I'll leave you 10% because, maybe.
I'll make a little donation to the company's R&D technology fund.
See, I believe this experiment that they're doing in Seattle, I think it's going to be very interesting because, like you said, I think this is going to be an example of failure. And you're going to see more automation and cutting back of employees. If I have to pay employees $15 an hour, I'm paying three employees now or four employees $10 an hour. I got to jack it up to $15 an hour. Guess what? Two of you are gone.
By the way, your comment earlier that Seattle is nothing but a bunch of stoners. We make a lot of our airplanes and defense weapon systems in Seattle.
Yeah, that Malaysian airliner.
A lot of computers in Seattle being made up there.
You want the guy tightening the bolt on the 747 that you're going to fly in to be out blazing away with a joint on lunch hour? No, that's not exactly what I have in mind.
This idea that just because marijuana is legal in some places or a misdemeanor in some places means that everybody is out firing up a joint, I think
Funyuns are the biggest sold food item in the Seattle area.
Yeah.
WSAU, will be right back.
Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. We have a brand new mayor. His name is Bill de Blasio,
yes.
And he's freakishly tall.
Well,
he's gigantic. He's like 6'9".
To his credit.
He's an enormous man, and he runs the most exciting city in the world. And he is now legalized. Listen to this. Hang on to yourselves. Well, not. You know what? Go ahead. Hang on to yourselves.
I am. Okay.
In New York City, beginning right now, it's legal to own a ferret.
Yeah.
Owning ferrets in New York City is legal. Still nothing on the Second Avenue subway, but
however,
ferret ownership is legal, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time before ferrets are pulling carriages through Central Park. a ferret ride.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.